Hey, what's up, and welcome back to the Bait Escape. It's another Tuesday. Hope it's a good one thus far. If you're starting my morning with me, good morning. If not, good afternoon and good evening. And welcome back. For those of you that are new here, thank you so much for joining us. This podcast talks about soul sexuality, and it's basically just my misadventures in the beautiful city of Los Angeles. So if you're new here and you're curious about how masturbation can change your life, I welcome you to all my regular brothers who have been listening thus far. What's up? Did you have a good week? I hope you had a good week. I had a good week, although it's getting really hot these days. You know the kind of hot where you like are in bed and everything's wet? You fall asleep, like, and you wake up and your neck is like drenched in sweat. That's like how hot it is. Hopefully, you guys don't have to deal with this. Hopefully, you guys have like beautiful places that have wonderful central air conditioning. I do not. And I just want you to know what a luxury that is. I don't take it for granted. Do not. Let's see. Let's start off this episode by saying that we will be talking about explicit sexual material and use explicit language. Also, too, I am not a medical licensed professional. I'm not a therapist. I just talk about things in my life, and I hope that you guys can relate somewhere and somehow. Yeah. So tell me about your week. I say that, and you guys never respond to me. And I know you guys know where I'm, can talk to me. It's all over Twitter. So, get out there. Let me know what's going on. Yesterday was tough. Okay, first of all, Monday. I mean, what more do you want to say? But a lot of shit went down. They found her in the lake. That sucks. I feel really bad for her son. If you guys don't know what I'm talking about, that Glee actor, Naya. She like drowned in some river. And it's really sad because like the Coast Guard or like the police went out there to search for this boat and they found her like 4-year-old son just like chilling in this stranded boat and like she was nowhere to be found. Just yesterday, they discovered her body. Let's just give a moment of silence to that girl and just like give all the good vibes. Death is not a joke to me. It's so serious and it's devastating and it affects so many people. So shout out to her, shout out to her boy, shout out to her family, and like all good positive vibes. There was a lot of shit happening on Monday. John Travolta's wife died of like breast cancer, I think, and then like Lisa Marie's son killed himself. Jesus, my God. Fucking Mondays. Like who asked you, bro? Like what are you doing to us? It's bad enough you exist, but shit, gotta bring all that down with you too. My God. What did I do this past week? Oh, I celebrated a friend's birthday. That was really fun on a Friday. She turned 30. Shout out to her. Really proud of you. Welcome to my age bracket. That's what I told her. Like, be prepared. Shit changes in your 30s real quick. But that was fun. Just a small little get together. Had some sushi and some cake. That was really cool. And then Saturday, I just felt like I was like done all day. Like I literally did laundry and then I just hung out. I didn't really do much. Sunday was cool. Sunday had some Pilates time, which is always really fun for me. But that's over now because guess what? LA's back on lockdown. Yeah. Lockdown. You know why? Do you know why? Take a guess. One word. Mask. No one's fucking wearing them. No one's wearing them. That's why all these cases are rising again. So, like, guess what? My Pilates place shut down. My barber most likely shut down. And I was only able to get one haircut. I'm bummed about that. It's like, why? Why? Why COVID? Why? You're not necessary. You're not needed. like, you're behind. You gotta go, bro. Fucking COVID. Other than that, just surviving. And you know what? That's okay. You don't have to fucking do any more than that. And you're good. So guess what? I want you to just take a moment for yourself right now and say, I made it through this fucking day, or I'm gonna make it through this fucking day. That's it. Even if you do the fucking bare minimum, I'm not gonna hate you for it. In fact, I'm gonna tell you to go fucking take a nap and call it a day, because shit's exhausting, man. You go through every day and you feel a certain type of way, and you don't know why. Check in with yourself. Really, it's all mental. They shouldn't get anybody down, man. Ugh, I'm not looking forward to it. But we gotta find ways to like keep each other motivated. I gotta get back to working out. I feel like I felt better when I was working out. I think that's good, right? Because like you get your body moving, you get your blood pumping. So yeah, anything that you can do to like get your body pumping blood, masturbate. Hey, I mean, come on. What better excuse than to fucking be quarantined than to spend all day with your pink penis? Shit. Sounds like an amazing time to me. Please, please do that for yourself. I just had a really great bait a couple hours ago. It was really good. It was really good. I was like, holy shit. You know when you bait and you're so fucking hard, like you feel your dick's just gonna pop off your body? Like it kind of aches. You're so like swollen. Oh shit. My beaters don't know what I'm talking about. And I wasn't even wearing a cock ring. Like it was just like a fucking full steam ahead. It was awesome. Yeah, that was great. I feel like if you're on Snapchat, you'd see it. Well, those things are over 24 hours, so it's probably still up now if you want to go check. Yeah. Let's see, what are we talking about today? Right. Okay, so I hesitated a little bit on this topic because I don't know like how to have a conversation on this topic and like positively impact what this means to so many men. So today's topic is body dysmorphia. I know. Listen, I think it's about time we normalize body dysmorphia with men. I really do, because it's a fucking thing. And a lot of men don't talk about it. A lot of men are ashamed to talk about it. And it's something that we really need to address, because it really does go beyond so much in gay culture. And I'm talking of myself from a gay man's perspective. Like I suffer now from body dysmorphia, and it's gotten a lot better, but it was really bad in my 20s when I'd first come out and started doing like the whole gay scene. Oh man, it's not good. Yeah, I mean, I won't go into too much detail, but I just really wanted to focus on how masturbation has helped and continues to help me accept my body and all my parts. So, just to give you some context, like I'm a Mexican American gay male, like I'm 6'3". Right now, I'll probably weigh about 220. I have a size 13 foot. Like I'm a big guy, right? I have really broad shoulders. You know, I'm just like built like a fucking brick, for lack of a better word. Now that you have that mental picture in your mind, you're welcome. Yeah, so what I'm trying to communicate is like I was never considered a twink. Like I never was small framed, like, or like I was never lean or thin. I've never had abs, really. Like even when I was younger, like I just never had abs. Even in my thinness, I've never been able to have abs. You know, and I have brown eyes, and I have salt and pepper hair, but back then it was like dark curly brown hair. And like when I first came out on the scene, anything that I saw that was beautiful was always white, athletic, and young. And it was things that I never myself fit into. And I feel like I wasted so much time in my 20s trying to be something that I could never physically be. And now in my late 30s, I really learned to embrace like all these really beautiful ethnic things about me. Like, yeah, I embrace that I'm ethnic. I'm Mexican American. I'm a brown person of color. I enjoy my curly hair now. I have a haircut that showcases it. I'm okay with my little belly that I have. I'm not the most muscular person, but I've worked hard enough to build some kind of like shape in my body, which is cool. That wasn't always there. But I'm not a muscular queen. Like, I'm not a muscle head. That's never been me. That's not who I am now. And I really had to come to terms with that. And one of the things that has really deeply helped me deal with body image, has been masturbation, because a lot of that body dysmorphia like kept me from engaging in really sexy situations. Like, I was anytime I ever engaged in sex with like a person or a group or a, whatever, in the back of my mind, I was always really focused on my body. Like, there was always some kind of like embarrassment or shame of my body. And so I feel like a lot of that caused me to not have a good time in these situations. And I think now being like a masturbator is teaching me, it's rewiring my brain, right? It's teaching me to accept all the parts of myself, because I'm a little, essentially, it's just me. But I've actually had to put in the work. There's been moments where I've decided like, hey, I'm gonna masturbate in front of this mirror, and I'm gonna look at all my body parts, and I really need to study every like nuance of my body, because I really need to start like rewiring my brain into believing that the body that I have is sexy enough to masturbate to. And I was never at that place. I've never been at that place. And it's always fascinating to me how someone so young can be there before me now. But whatever, like, everything's relative, right? We're all on and on a personal journey. But I've talked to other men that have had the same issues, or have had some kind of level of body dysmorphia. And this is coming from men that are considered overweight and men that are also considered really muscular. Like, I know, like, when I was working out, I talked to a couple of like personal trainers, and like, they had a major body dysmorphia. Like, I feel like men in general just always want to be the best of themselves, which is great. But I think the danger comes when it kind of controls and it dictates your life. Like, a lot of the times, like, I wouldn't go to that party, or I wouldn't, if I was invited out to a club or a bar, I wouldn't go because I just didn't feel sexy. Like, I'd be in my bedroom kind of like trying on shit, and nothing looked good on me, and then I would literally bail. So, when body dysmorphia kind of takes over and it kind of starts dictating your life in a negative way, then you got to check yourself, and really start addressing the problem, because your body shouldn't be shouldn't be used to measure your worth, essentially what I'm trying to say. And this is just like my own history, and I hope that someone kind of understands what I'm talking about here. But the reason why I also want to talk about it was, like, I have this thing where kind of get intimidated when I meet or when I encounter who I think are really muscular guys. And I've always had a kind of like this chip on my shoulder because I've always wanted to be that person and kind of always wanted to be seen as that person, even though I don't see it in myself. And so like for the longest time, like I was always intimidated by like the high school jock, you know, I was always intimidated by like football players because like these muscular dudes, like they're really fit and like really popular and stuff. Like that was never me. But just the other day, I think it was Sunday. Yeah, Sunday. So I was done with Pilates and I was like walking up the street to go get a juice. And, you know, I was kind of minding my business. And then in front of me, I see like this really tall, like blonde, like white muscular guy, like walking towards me as, you know, he's going to pass me because he's going in the opposite direction. And my first reaction was, fuck this guy. I was just like not into him. I hated this guy. I was just like, oh, look at him. He's like gorgeous. He's like buff. Like he probably like was born this way. Like how lucky he is. Like I hate this guy. Total negative. And then I had to check myself and I had to rewire my brain. And I was like, actually, no. Like why does this affect you so much? Like you shouldn't have to feel this way about this person because his beauty doesn't take away from your beauty. And ultimately, you need to believe that you're both beautiful. Like you both can coexist. Like there's no comparison between this person and yourself. Like you're both equally beautiful in the space that you inhabit. And that was such an aha moment for me because I was just like, holy shit, like it's fucking working. Like I'm putting these skills that I've obtained throughout my life to make a more positive impact on my existence into play, and then I can catch myself. And I think that's always like kind of like the first, it's kind of always like the first step in like recovery, you know. It's like, it's like admitting you have a problem is like the first step to getting better. So yeah, so like you have to admit to yourself like, fuck, okay, I have this fucking issue in my mind with my body that I really need to address. Like, where is this coming from? And like I said before, it's work. I still haven't figured it out. I'm still kind of like going through the motions, but you know, yeah, you know, like it's tough. It's tough. Listen, if you've never dealt with body image in your life, good for fucking you. But if you have, you're not alone. You know, and hopefully like this, you know, this tale, this, you know, this story that I'm letting you guys into will help in some way, shape or form, because I, you know, I'm not going to sit here and tell you that like, it's never affected me. That's be a fucking straight up lie. Like it has, point blank period. Like, am I happy about it? No. Is it what it is? Yes. And that's it. Like, that's what I have to go on. Is it getting better? Yeah, I think so. And another reason why I want to talk about it was because I was, like, on Twitter. And, like, Twitter's a whole different story. Twitter's a whole different world. So, like, I was starting to notice, like, these, like, young, like, white buff guys. And then they have, like, their, you know, quote unquote quarantine bodies, and they're like really fluffy. You know, they start calling themselves really thick and fluffy. And it's just like, the fuck? Like, you look totally like muscular as fuck. And that sucks coming from someone that has a belly. Like, what are you trying to say? Like, if you're fluffy, then I'm fucking like a sea monster, bro. You know, it's not cool. Like, it's not a joke. Like, calling yourself thick and fluffy when you know the fuck you're not, it's actually a slap in the face to people who really are thick and fluffy, because it's just like this joke to you. Like, it's so easy for you to just be like, oh, like I gained 2 pounds like during quarantine, like fucking boohoo. But like, what about the rest of us, you know? So what I want to get back to as masturbation is concerned Like I really started to learn how to accept myself when it was just me by myself. Like I really did put it into practice. Like I'd get naked in front of the mirror. When I started like showing off and recording myself, I started to really, I think the trick is like the more you see yourself, like the easier it gets to accept all the parts of you. Because you're just constantly just watching yourself. It could be anything. It could be like in a video, or it could be in a photograph, or it could be like yourself masturbating. Like that's something I really encourage like all men to do, especially if you suffer from body dysmorphia. Like really get to know yourself. Like masturbate in front of a mirror. Like get a mirror and like look at everything. Your feet, your legs, your belly, your love handles, your arms, your hair, like all of it. And I think what it's done for me, it's given me visibility to my own self. And then in turn, I find people that look like me even more beautiful, right? Because I look at myself and I'm just like, yeah, like that's another thing too. Like when you're watching porn, or when you're, you know, whatever your ritual is for masturbation, for a lot of men it's porn. Like, try to look at people having sex that look just like you. Because it starts to ingrain in your mind. Like, your body starts to connect that to your penis, and then you start getting hard, looking at people that look like you. You know, I do. Like, I look at like all kinds of porn that have people that look just like me, like people that have my skin tone, people have the same kind of hair as me, people that have the same eye color, people that have the same body shape. You know, not necessarily sticking to like the, you know, the muscular crazy, you know, the muscular, not crazy, but like the muscular like orgy, like bareback sex, right? Which can be fun if you're like, you know, if you're in the mood. But I think it's equally important to always really focus on the sex, again, with people that look like you. It's only going to enhance the visibility that you have about yourself. And then it leads to other things, like you're more confident about who you are, like you're more confident about your culture, your race, your ethnicity. Like you begin to find those things beautiful. So I started off with like really admiring like Latino men, and then that transcended. So now I find like black men really hot. I find Asian men sexy. I find Middle Eastern men amazing. Like there's like, so now it's like run the gamut. Like I think before I was so focused on a particular look, which so many men are. And I think now at my age, I find that so boring. Like I think sex is like, sex is cool in that you should be able to like have it with like all different kinds of people that look different, because I think it's like a surprise every time. You know, like you're not always just focused on this one thing. Like you may go to a bar one night and be like, oh, like I'm totally attracted to this thing. That's a surprise. I mean, well, what's this about? You know, like it's, it, I don't know. I feel, to me, I feel like it keeps things really sexy. If I, you know, change it up. But yeah, that didn't happen until in my 30s, which I mean, it's fine. It's like better late than never, right? I'm actually really happy that it's changed now in the age that I am now. Like I said, it just makes things a lot more sexy, and I feel a lot more sexy too. But what was I gonna say? Oh yeah, so like learn to like embrace your body. It's like masturbation for me, like has taught me to, again, always like meditation for me. It's like coming back to like a safe space that I hold for myself. And like when I masturbate, like it's not a time for me to be any kind of negative. Like I don't pass judgment. I let go of shame, you know. I let go of what I'm supposed to be doing. I just kind of like let my body dictate what it wants to do. And in turn, I feel like once I've accepted, like, I feel like once I started accepting my body and, like, getting rid of the shame and, like, the awkwardness I have around certain parts of my body, then I started losing, like, inhibitions. And then that gave me the opportunity to have more profound experiences with myself first and then with other people. Yeah, that's what I wanted to say. But I think we should really start to understand, like, that body dysmorphia in men is a very real thing. No matter what shape, size, color, age, ethnicity, what have you, it affects so many people across the board. And I think it's time we really normalize that. And we should really begin to honor each other's bodies, which is part of the reason, like, I've been on Twitter long enough where, like, I kind of filtered out things in which I thought were positive for me. So I don't really see a lot of negativity yet on Twitter. Hopefully it don't ever, but I think that's another cool thing about, like, the internet. Like, anybody can jump on and you can find a space for yourself in which you feel really safe and comfortable. And it's been great, you know, it's been great to, like, witness, like, people who, you know, wouldn't necessarily fit, like, you know, a porn star image, you know, create this space for themselves. And now they're, like, making money, being just who they are, having, you know, quote unquote, average bodies, and everyone thinks they're sexy. And I think we're at a time, I think that's why, like, I feel like this cool, like, revolution is happening. Like, there's kind of, like, this sexual freedom happening right now, especially during COVID, because, like, everyone's at home and, like, people need to make money somehow. So people are, like, you know, using their bodies because we own them, right? It's our right to do whatever the fuck we want with them. And, like, people are just finding themselves really sexy and they're, like, sharing that with everyone. And it's, like, this cool little community of, like, sex positive sex workers. And that's cool. Yeah, it's like we're taking back control. Like, we don't have to fit this thing. We can be amazing just how we are. And that's cool. So, brothers, accept yourselves just how you are. And if for every reason I say something or I make you feel some type of way, I apologize. All I ever want you to feel is beautiful and sexy and all things that make you feel amazing. And that's it. That's all I ever want for you guys. So yeah, hopefully that information was useful to you. It makes you feel a little less alone, if in case you were struggling with it. And thanks. That's all I got for all in this episode. Thanks so much for joining me. It's going to be another crazy hot week. I'm not prepared. I need to go buy some new shorts for myself. I feel like I've lost so many shorts. I don't know. I might go on a small, quick shopping spree. All right, bros, take care of yourselves. Have an amazing, fantastic week. Make sure you get some time or schedule some time to self-love yourself. First and foremost, you need to check in with yourself before you can check in with anybody else. And have a really great time doing it. And let me know what's going on. Let me know how it went. I want to hear all about your masturbation stories because they're fun for me. They, like, get me through my day. You know where to find me. My name is Beastly Bader. Twitter, Snapchat, Bait World also. You can see all the stuff that I do about masturbation, talk about masturbation, tweet about it, Snapchat about it. And I will catch you on the next episode. Later.